On Saturday, June 16, 2012, Hudson, New York commemorated Flag Day with its 16th annual Hudson Elks Flag Day Parade. Rumored by locals to be the largest Flag Day celebration in the nation, over 80 organizations turned out to march down Warren Street this year, shutting down traffic in Hudson's downtown for much of the afternoon. The 20th Century Limited Drum Corps, based in Middletown, New York, was one of those organizations.
Jim Bullitt, drum major for 20th Century Limited. I'm the drum major. I'm the conductor. I'm in charge on the street. This is our 20th year, all right? And we've been here in Hudson at least 6 or 7 years.
Kevin, a percussionist in the 20th Century Limited, is a Hudson native.
I live right here in town. This is my hometown. We're 20th Century Limited. That's the name of us. We're kind of local. We have people that are from all over the Hudson Valley. And like I said, there's a couple locals, me and a couple other guys that live here right in town. We've lived here all our lives. But I've been in this group since 2003, but I've been off and on. I've been in it before that too, but I've been doing drum corps since I was like 10 years old. I'm a snare drummer, percussionist. But we're a little short-handed today. We have quite a few people out. But we got about 25 horns, usually, on the books anyway, when they all show up. Drummers, we have about 13. So altogether, there's probably about 60 people. But yeah, we're pretty good. Most of us have been doing this stuff since we were kids. And I've been doing it through a local organization that was right in this area also, called the Continental Cadets. That was back in the 60s and 70s. They've been disbanded since then. But we do what we can, you know, because it's in our blood, you know. We've done this stuff all our lives, and we just love it, you know. So we get to do environment parades. August, I think it's the first Saturday in August, there's a show in Kingston at Deitch Stadium with all the big, big drum corps like the Caballeros that are here in town today. They do a big competition down there August. I think it's August 8th or August 9th. I'm not sure. But a big show down there. We'll be doing an exhibition down there too. So we're excited about this season. So yeah. We have a lot of young kids. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the young kids involved because, you know, most of the school bands around this area don't have any idea what this activity is. And this activity has really been around a long time.
What's the difference between a marching band and a drum corps?
Mostly it's just the instruments. Okay. We don't have flutes. We don't have clarinets. We have brass, you know.
Hudson's Flag Day draws youth organizations, churches, veterans groups, media outfits, politicians, arts groups, and more to participate.
Dad. Bank Leaks Tire! This is my first time!
The 2012 parade saw both humanoid and robotic representation, as explained by Morgan Demanda, mentor to the Hudson High School robotics team.
This is for the Hudson robotics team.
Oh really? Did you guys build this?
Yes, we built that robot this year, and then 2 years ago that robot. This robot would shoot these balls. Uh-huh. Into three different heights basketball hoops.
Okay, accurately?
Yes. Get an objective in January that we have to build. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the world gets the same objective at the same day. And then we have 6 weeks to build this robot, and then we go down to different places to compete. Right, it's a friendly competition.
Do you guys win?
No? Well, everybody's a winner in first. Everybody wins.
Well, you do have a robot, so yes. I think that's a way of winning.
Exactly.
For sure. I've never had a robot.
Hudson's Rock Solid Church has a reputation for lavish floats depicting religious scenes and the heroism of veterans. Jay, a Hudson resident and member of the church, explains some of the background.
This is going to be like a living monument. So we have like one of the soldiers is actually, we made him look like a bronze statue.
Uh-huh.
And so it's going to be the same as this silhouette right here.
Okay.
So we have a lot of soldiers from the different eras of our war, of the wars in America, and just honoring those soldiers from all the wars.
How much time does it take to make one of those floats? Because they're always really
well. It's been weeks and weeks of preparation and just coming up with the ideas. But since Thursday, a whole bunch of people from the church put in a lot of effort painting up the floats for that the kids are on and working on our main float. So a few days and weeks of preparation. It's actually all the floats used to be made in my front yard. Believe it or not, the first year that it hasn't been.
And while in some years the Flag Day Parade has gone on in the rain, a cloudy morning gave way to sun just in time for the 2 o'clock step-off.
We're right before Claremont Bible Church.
We're a church. We prayed that the rain would stop by 2 o'clock.
WGXC 90.7 FM participated with an all-volunteer squad comprised of WGXC programmers, volunteers, community members, youth, and Max Goldfarb's M49, a former Stockport, New York fire truck. Slink Moss, a Hudson-based musician, provided a soundtrack for the WGXC core.
And I love parades. I'm going to be playing my guitar with one hand and rolling it with the other hand. And I open tune my guitar to a really kind of pleasant major chord. And I'm going to be playing that chord for like the whole parade. And it should go with everything, I think. It's one of those chords that works with everything. Especially kazoos.
Warren Street's sidewalks brimmed over with residents of Hudson as well as the greater community. As the march approached the Hudson Riverfront, participants passed by the announcement stand, where Bob and Sherry of the CAT 98.5 FM described the proceedings.
Let's give it up for our community radio station, WGXC 97 FM, Hands On Radio. This is a community-run media project. Lots of local training for youth and adults, blogs, local calendar events. You can tune in with WGXC 90.7.
For the remainder of the afternoon, a large crowd convened at the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park, where the annual carnival continued until a fireworks display at 10 o'clock. A long procession of cars made exodus from the waterfront at that point, including yet another dizzying Hudson, New York Flag Day.